Dillingham residents and children gathered outside the police station Wednesday to march the streets for Domestic Violence Awareness Month. The group was escorted by Police Chief Dan Pascarillo and Officer Susie Newman. Participants walked to tunes from a Bluetooth speaker as they carried signs, purple ribbons, and one megaphone to lead the diverse voices in spreading the message, no domestic violence.
We care for each other. Choose respect. Choose to be better. You can do it if you try.
Dillingham resident Ted Krieg was one of those marching. He believes community events like this help to elevate the conversation surrounding difficult subjects.
I think it's one of those things that, you know, nobody likes to talk about, and, you know, we kind of keeping quiet about things, and I think just, you know, being open about it and you know, acknowledging that, you know, there are problems and things we need to work on.
The march wrapped up at the Safe Building, where folks were invited to explore a slideshow with messages from domestic violence survivors. Greg Marksmiller, an outreach coordinator for SAFE, gathered people to discuss services for different genders, as well as ways to talk about domestic violence.
It's about, like, victims choosing what services they need, how they want those services given to them. Sometimes men don't feel comfortable going to call women's shelters, even though we're not a women's shelter necessarily.
SAFE reported in August that 12% of their services were used by men over a six-month period. There are no domestic violence services specifically for men in Dillingham. That's something Marksmiller wants to change.
It's kind of been a dream of mine, and I talked to Mary Jane about this for a while, that we would have a talking circle about that here. One day, I'd love to see a men's house built here, you know, where we gather as a community and we talk about issues in a talking circle.
Wellness coordinator Mary Jane Casile works for the Bristol Bay Native Association. She has traveled to villages to promote domestic violence services through a wellness circle of life. Casile says these circles are sacred and are meant for all people. She also shared her own experience participating in a circle when a younger woman described a family ordeal.
She was talking about how she wanted to hear her parents say, "I love you." When she started talking about that, I started bawling. I started crying, and I was like, where is this emotion coming from? It's because I longed for that growing up.
Now, Casile is working to schedule the next Wellness Circle of Life in Dillingham, and SAFE is continuing to explore funding options to increase services across Bristol Bay. They hope to expand those services in the next 5 years. In Dillingham, I'm Tyler Thompson.